No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sunrays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the NFL free agency frenzy in day one. The legal negotiating window opened today at noon, and boy, it kicked off big, and the Eagles lose some players immediately. I'll give you guys a rundown of those deals. But Johnny Mack, how you feeling on this Monday evening edition after a crazy free agency day? Twitter's up and down, all sorts of things today,
Johnny. Oh, don't even get me started with Twitter. X.com, I guess we'll call it. That was a nightmare today. Couldn't post anything, couldn't do anything. So hopefully that's getting corrected. From the Eagles standpoint, I joked that the timing was curious. It was exactly the reason I thought it's rare where one player can be the splash in free agency 2 years in a row. The Eagles tried to pull that off with Saquon Barkley in his extension press conference. Milton Williams out as we expected, $26 million. So for those saying he's not going to get that much, oh, he got that much. Josh Sweat just under 20. Isaiah Rogers probably the one I thought maybe they could get back, but he got 2 years and some decent guarantees. So he's out. Darius Slay could be out working on a deal with Pittsburgh. That's not official. The Eagles technically haven't even officially released him. So we'll see how that shakes out. And most recently, the move that might excite some Eagles fans, Kenny Pickett traded to Cleveland for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, player the Eagles really liked, by the way, coming out of UCLA.
I actually like him, too. He was great in college. Very athletic guy.
They were really thinking about taking him in the, I guess it was the 23 draft. They had him on a top 30 visit. They were very interested in him. But for now, at least that means the Mormon Missile's the number two quarterback, what everybody wanted. I don't
know how he called Andrew Berry in Cleveland for Myles Garrett, and he landed on trading Kenny Pickett for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to hold off DTR, but for now he's the number two, and that should be an interesting competition to young quarterbacks with some upside. So we'll see how that shakes out, but. A lot of moves around the NFL, obviously, but the Eagles, again, Howie Roseman tried to lay those breadcrumbs for people. It's not going to be the same as last year. Maintenance offseason. They knew where they were going to lose certainly two of these players. in Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. So now it becomes phase two and phase three. You got to make good decisions, maybe some one-year contracts here and there. Play the comp pick game because you're going to get if you're going to get a third-round pick for Milton Williams and probably a fourth-round pick for Josh Sweat. But that, of course, is for down the road, 2026, not 2025. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, no doubt. Only one guy really remaining that we've all had our sight. No more guys, but one guy we've really been focused on is Mekhi Becton, and we're all going to see what he does. I do want to rattle off for those just listening in, for those who did not, we're not able to follow all the craziness of the NFL today. Maybe we're working, whatever the case may be. This is our recap for you. So let me just run it down. It started with Isaiah Rodgers in Eagles land. He signed with the Minnesota Vikings, a two-year deal for $15 million. He got $8 million guaranteed. So Isaiah Rodgers to the Minnesota Vikings. Next came Milton Williams. It was back and forth. Reports originally came out that he was going to the Panthers. We waited tight in the wings, and the Patriots were ultimately the team that won the bidding war for Milton Williams. He signed a, listen closely, four-year, $104 million contract with $63 million guaranteed. We always say the guaranteed money is more important, but nonetheless, that is a very big contract for Milton Williams. You are prepared for that if you listen to Birds 365. Next came Josh Sweat. He goes to a friendly foe in Jonathan Gannon. He returns to the Arizona Cardinals. He signed a four-year, $76.4 million contract with $41 million guaranteed. And that's that for that. Kenny Pickett, John mentioned, was traded to the Browns. They got back a fifth-round pick and Dorian Thompson-Robinson in that trade. And then, John, the two other names, Darius Slay, he was reported by Jordan Schultz to be traded or signed to the Steelers. That ultimately never turned out to be true. A couple other guys, Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, tweeting out that there's a little bit of a war. I don't know what to call it, a war, but a bit off for Darius Slay. So we'll see where he goes. And then Mekhi Becton are the two that we are waiting for those pins to drop. But that's the rundown of the deals. Johnny Mac, I'll go to Mekhi Becton with you. Nothing came down on Mekhi Becton yet, John. Any idea why? I would like to say that the longer it waits, the better it is for the Eagles. But maybe you would correct me on that. What do you think of Mekhi Becton and where he stands?
No, I think the longer, the better for the Eagles. I think that's correct. You saw the guard market. It was pretty good for some okay players. Aaron Banks, guys like that are good but not great players. And they got really, really big money. So, I've mentioned pretty consistently, Mekhi's a tough one for me because I know there's some concern over his knee, and that can affect more than anything else. What can affect contract and contract sizes is that kind of thing. And the fact that if people are concerned, they're not going to go to certainly a lot of years. They're not going to go to a lot of money and certainly not a lot of guaranteed money. So anything that brings the years down, brings the guaranteed money down, that's helpful for the Eagles. And we'll see where it shakes out. I mean, sometimes, maybe somebody wanted Banks and didn't get them, and all of a sudden they're going down to Becton. So it's not the end of the world that he's not off the board yet. It's not a guarantee that he's coming back or he's not getting a good contract. But there are some issues with Mekhi Becton that make it difficult to pin him down. Like, I don't know how long I've been saying Milton's getting 20 plus million. In the last couple of weeks, I said 23, 24. It kept going up. Josh near 20. Those were more sort of concrete. Isaiah, all of a sudden he had a pretty big market. New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys, Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Minnesota comes in and gets him. Cornerback needy team, giving him 2 years. So he'll get a chance to start there. So you got two parts of the equation. Not only he knows he's going to get a chance to start, but he gets that 2 years of guaranteed money. So that's helpful for him. And everything else kind of went to as we expected it to go, to be honest.
Yep, no doubt about it. John, what do you think of that Slay news that Jordan Schultz reported he was going to be dealt to the Steelers? And then it's kind of, I don't know if he walked it back, but a couple other reporters, it's kind of like reporter clashing, you know, Pelissero and Rapoport are like, oh, the deal is not finalized. So I don't know what to make of it. It certainly seems like Slay is gone. We're just waiting to see where. Maybe Steelers are the front runner. Yeah. John, your thoughts on that?
Well, the Steelers, the Steelers are obviously the front runner. But the Eagles have, as I said, the Eagles haven't technically released him yet. So this is one of those things where the same thing happened with Baltimore a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden, most people have heard the story by now. Dom called him and said, hey, we need you back, you know, and convinced him to come back. I don't know, but they didn't. I don't know if the plan was to get Isaiah Rodgers back. I think ultimately, though, the plan is for Kelee Ringo to start at that opposite corner of Quinyon Mitchell. So how quick do you want to kick that off? It would have been nice to have the security net and say, all right, we want Ringo to win the job, but let's let Rodgers compete with him and see what happens. Then I think Slay's out the door. Now you don't have that safety net. Maybe that makes the Eagles rethink it because, you know, Slay has said it, but all things being equal, he'd rather play in Philadelphia. So maybe that opens a little bit of a door, but we'll have to see. But it is interesting that the Eagles haven't released him. So for all the fact they've informed him, they're going to release him, but they haven't released him yet.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, let's run through each deal. We'll start with the order in which they came. I know Milton's the big deal. We'll talk about him in a second and how to replace him. But let's go to Isaiah Rodgers, John. He signs with the Vikings. It's a two-year deal, $15 million with $8 million guaranteed. What does this mean? Well, you can give some thoughts on the deal if you have any, but I really want to ask you what it means for the Birds. Does this mean Kelee Ringo time? Do you think they have another plan? Is Benjamin Morrison in the draft an option? What are the Birds thinking here now with Slay and Rodgers out the door at cornerback?
No, I mean, it's Ringo. And it was Ringo before, and it's still Ringo. So that's the guy that they think has the long-term upside. But Rodgers played pretty well and kind of fended him off. You know, it's the cornerback three last year. Ended up playing a decent amount of snaps and played well to the point he got an opportunity to be a starter elsewhere. And this is a guy that, you know, was very loyal to the Eagles, wanted to return. You know, they're the ones who took a chance on him when he got suspended. So he was very cognizant of that. It's pretty clear to me they didn't necessarily want him back because that was not, you know, with Milton and Josh, you could point to the size of the contracts and say, all right, can't really do that with Isaiah. So that's an indication to me that the Eagles, not that they didn't want him back, but if anybody went to 2 years, they weren't going to go to 2 years. And Minnesota went to 2 years.
What are your thoughts on that contingency plan, slotting Kelee Ringo in there? I like the player. He was great in college, but I can't say I've seen a lot of him in the NFL. And the other thing I think about, John, is it felt like Vic Fangio played everybody this year. Every rookie, it didn't matter who you were. Thomas Booker was out there. If you were on the team and Vic thought you could help, he put you on the field. Well, Kelee Ringo didn't see the field much. He did see it sometimes, but, you know, no consistency for him. Your thoughts on the contingency with Ringo to be in there?
Well, in a lot of ways, I think Quinyon and Cooper broke people to the point of, you know, he's still tremendously young. He was the youngest player in the NFL when he got drafted. You know, this will be his third year. There's no harm in taking some time to develop. That's usually what happens with young players, especially ones as young as Ringo. And he did play a little bit. Like Eli Ricks didn't play. You know, Eli Ricks had 15 defensive snaps on the year. Kelee was out there for 129. And, you know, not that that's a lot, but one of the reasons because he was the cornerback four. So, you know, Slay got banged up a couple times and Rodgers came in for Slay. Mitchell got banged up late and Rodgers came in for Mitchell, but Slay was healthy. So it's tough to get to that fourth guy, you know, whereas you bring up Thomas Booker. Thomas played 179 snaps at a rotational position. Cornerback's not a rotational position.
Right.
So Ringo played a decent amount for being the fourth corner and showed some things, mainly on special teams. And Bick did bring up, I've said on the show a couple times, guys who start on special teams, if they're bad on special teams, they don't become good defensive players. They just don't. And, you know, he mentioned that Ringo's a very good special teams player. That's a positive sign for, you know, developing into a competent defensive player. Right. And not to say that the Eagles are going to hand him the job, but that's always been when they drafted him and, you know, whenever it was going to end with Slay, this was always going to be the guy that they wanted to step in, that they hope would seize the job.
Right. Draft players, develop players, and then give them a chance to play when their time comes.
Now, they thought the same thing about Tyler Steen. Last year, he didn't win the job. They went in a different direction. It's not saying he's going to win the job, but that's the plan. That's the pencil. But it's pencil. It's not pen. And, you know, how he said a couple times this offseason, he said it last offseason and it came to fruition. He said it this offseason as well. We're going to have to play some young players. Kaylee Ringo's one of those guys to have in mind.
We'll see how that goes. John, let's go to Milton Williams. He signed a massive deal with the New England Patriots, a little bit of a bidding war before it got done, but he ends up with a four-year deal for $104 million. Those are some agent-driven numbers right there, but he does get $63 million in guarantees and a big contract for Milton Williams. John, how are you feeling about the Eagles roster after this move, and then just your thoughts on the deal? And I know you put out a nice tweet congratulating Milton. It is a big deal for him. I know he was a good guy in the locker room, but your thoughts on the deal and then just what it looks like for Eagles life after Milton Williams.
Going to be a difficult guy to replace, to be honest. He's a really good player. Had a really good season, bet on himself. You know, it's one of those things where typically that's a player the Eagles would have looked to extend after his third season. And they did, to be honest. But if you look at how Milton's career, we talked about young players and opportunity a little bit with Ringo. He didn't get to play a whole heck of a lot because Fletcher Cox was here early in his career and still playing at a pretty high level. So, you know, this is the first year where he got really, really significant playing time, and he hit a home run right up to the Super Bowl. Was one of the best pass rushers in football from the interior. If you look at PFF, he was the best pass rusher ahead of Chris Jones. And that will get you noticed. Now, part of that, I think, is realistic. It's interesting. The Eagles had the number one interior pass rusher, Milton Williams, and the number four, Jalen Carter. Now, I know people look at that and say, well, Jalen's the one getting most of the double teams. That's correct, and that tells you how good Jalen is. But bottom line is Milton Williams produced.
Yeah.
And he produced at a high level. And that got validated today by that contract because that is a huge contract. Of course, it's agent-driven, as you mentioned, but anyway, you slice that, it's a huge deal for Milton Williams. He bet on himself. He said, you know what? I'm not going to take whatever because I didn't get a chance to. It wouldn't have been anywhere close to $15 million. It would have been $10 million, something like that. And he's like, if I get to play, people are going to see how good I am. And yeah, I kind of root for guys like that. He bet on himself and he won. And he cashed in today.
No doubt about it. Great stuff from Milton Williams. We'll see what the Eagles do there. I do like Mauro Jomo, and I do expect him to address that in the NFL draft. John, Josh Sweat gone to the Cardinals. 4 years, $76.4 million with $41 million guaranteed. John, I'm not going to lie to you. The number came in, and I said, lower than I thought. And really it was gassed up today because I saw 35-year-old Khalil Mack, who's a great player and was a great player, who had 6 sacks last year, get $18 million fully guaranteed. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, Josh Sweat's 27. He's going to get $22 to $25 million, but he didn't. 4 years, 76.4 with $41 million guaranteed. Your thoughts on that sucker and then just how the Eagles are going to replace him and what he brought to the team at the edge.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that comp simply because one-year deals are a lot different than 3-4-year deals, can be 2 or 3. Because you're talking about, again, the guaranteed money, $18 million is $18 million. That's it. You're off the hook. Where if you start talking about like Milton's number or Josh got over $40
million. Right.
You know, those are the
future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers. So, you know, and by no means Khalil Mack is, you know, 5-time all pro, maybe all decade team member. So he is a big time. I'm not trying to compare him, but he's in the latter stages of his career. Former defensive player of the year, in fact. 34, 35-ish, I'm going to guess. He's at the later stages of his career, but tremendous career, Hall of Fame career. Yeah, but at this stage, it's easy. You know, if Josh wanted 1 year for whatever, he could have got $25 million or 26, you know, if you're only taking 1 year. But obviously, yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's good explanation. It's not really a good comp.
Yeah, so, he got right where I expected him, maybe a little bit more than 20, considering where it was going. But Josh has got those weird, people won't forget about his high school injury. It drives him crazy. He's been tremendously durable. I don't know why people bring it up, but it was such a bad injury that it's one of those things that people expect bad things to happen.
Right.
But this is 7th or 8th year. He's only 27. He came in very young as well. Going to be 28.
I think he's 28 this month, right?
I believe so, but I have to look it up. You know, obviously knows Jonathan Gannon. He's not, you know, one of the top tier pass rushers. You know, I would say one of the A guys, but he's a really good and he's a 3-down play.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's something that means something as well. If you think about Bryce Hopp last season.
Right.
Coming in as a one-trick pony. Jonathan Gannon knows better than anybody. This guy's a 3-down defensive end, even though he's listed as a linebacker now because he changed his number. He's a really good player, not a great player. And this is the guy I think the Eagles made a mistake with, which I started talking about this morning. You know, there was no reason to tell him to take a pay cut. No reason, coming off the 2023 season. And I just looked it up today. Yeah, his sacks were down, but his pressures were in the 70s. He never has cracked 50 in any other season. Everybody thinks that's his best season.
The sacks were down, and they docked him for it.
Which is, you know, that's Eagles should know better.
That's unfortunate, John, because look, when you say you're fighting an uphill battle, this is why you're fighting an uphill battle. It's not just fan driven. I mean, you're talking about players care about sacks for exactly that reason.
Oh, Josh, yeah.
Like, man, I was getting off the edge all year, but I didn't get home, so I didn't get paid. I got a pay cut. You know, that's why this stuff is so.
And that's why, you know, and it's typically not the way the Eagles do business, to be honest. And for some reason, And to get him to take that pay cut, they cut down the years on his contract and gave him free agency, and it bit him in the ass because he had a good year. And here we are. Now you got to replace Josh Sweat. And I said it, you know, all the Miles Garrett hype is over. You know, Max Crosby's back in Las Vegas. Trey Hendrickson's way too expensive. Whatever happens with him, you know, you can't go in the next season with Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt and Bryce Huff. So you got to figure something out. Draft, trade market.
Right.
Maybe a one-year veteran guy later in the process. Something. And then cross your fingers that the young players get better and better and better.
Yep. Johnny Mac, two questions.
Including Bryce Huff.
Two questions left. I know you got to run and you got a lot of stuff going on at the home tonight. And I do want to thank and welcome everybody for being here. If you're watching the show right now, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Stick around on Jacob Sports. We'll give you coverage on the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL, all off season long, all year long, morning, noon, and night, baby, here on Jacob Sports. So hit that like button for Johnny Mac, working hard today. Johnny Mac, one question on the Birds, and then we'll get real quick a question on the NFL. A lot of Eagles fans, John, are in a little bit of panic mode. You love to steady the ship on people. Do you view these as alarming losses, or can the Eagles prevail? Your thoughts on – I think they can, but just your thoughts on where the team stands right now. This is some pretty significant turnover with some of these players.
It's day one. Yeah, get off the bridge. Not a big deal. Knew they were losing Milton Williams. Knew they were losing Josh Sweat. They signaled they were losing Darius Slay when that comes down. If it does come down, the one player you thought maybe they could get back is Isaiah Rodgers. So that's it. Zach Bond, I said earlier in the week, I said, when people are excited,
right?
Saquon was going to be here. Zach Bond, that was a shiny bauble. That's why he was out there, to try to keep you away from this stuff.
Right.
But nothing that has happened so far indicates to me that the Eagles didn't know this was going to happen.
Right.
Even Rodgers, I'm talking Rodgers personally. When I saw the contract, I said, well, that contract pretty much indicates that they didn't want him back for whatever reason. My assumption is they didn't want to go to the second year. And they would have brought him back on a one-year deal. So everything that has happened to this point, good and bad, is plan A from Howie Roseman. Now, free agency doesn't end on day one.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see something like flipping Kenny Pickett for DTR, you know, a player they like, a player that's cheaper. And then you can have a competition with him and Tanner McKee, and it's backup quarterback anyway, but it's a player they liked. So that is more of a sensible Eagles move. And for those who look at last year and they gave up the 98th pick, but they got the 120th pick back, I believe, 2 7th rounders. They got a year of a backup quarterback they were comfortable with, and now they flipped it and got another backup quarterback that they liked coming out of college.
I think with 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, 2 years left on his deal, so they get an extra year, and it's cheaper because Kenny was a first-round pick. Dorian was a fifth-round pick, I believe. So it's much cheaper than Kenny Pickett. So that's a very Eaglesy move.
Good roster management right there, Johnny Mac.
Yeah. And who knows? I mean, maybe, you know, Cleveland's in such a mess. Maybe Kenny Pickett gets another opportunity there. Who knows?
Yeah, but he might. That might be why they did it, and they got him for a fifth. So we'll see what ends up happening there. John, real quick, I know you got to run. Your thoughts on the NFL outside of the Eagles today? Holy shit, there was deals everywhere. Johnny Mac, did anything jump off at you? Anything you feel the need that's still sitting in your head that you want to tell the people? How did Johnny Mac see today's free agency frenzy in the NFL?
I got to tell you, you know, if for winning March 10th, which means nothing, I got to go with a team I typically shat upon, and that's the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, baby. I knew you were going to the Bears.
I mean, yeah. I mean, people should listen to this, by the way, because I do not like the way the Bears do business typically. But if they do things smart, I will give them credit, like I will give anybody credit, good and bad. And they have rebuilt their offensive line with guys who can play. And now there are no excuses for Caleb Williams. They have Ben Johnson to try to maximize him. They have skill position people. Odunze, they drafted last year. He looked like a good player right away.
Knock, John. They did it backwards. They got all the skill position guys.
Yeah, they got it. They did do it backwards, but can't get everything right.
Maybe it worked out better for them though, because now they got the coach they wanted. I mean, I think they're in a good spot, actually, Chicago.
I don't necessarily believe in Caleb Williams yet, but that's what I said. There's no excuses. They got the offensive coordinator that everybody loves. Now they've rebuilt the offensive line, so we'll see if some of that talent sort of surfaces. But they also got the edge rusher from Indianapolis that everybody was after. They did some good things on the first day of free agency, and they had a boatload of money to do those things. But the offensive line, you know, I've been around the Eagles too much, and they're finally doing it. Thune's not, you know, you put him back at guard, he's fine. You know, he's getting older. Drew Dolman's probably the best center, was the best center on the market. Their whole interior is going to be new. They're just trying to build the offensive line. And if you got an offensive line and you can block people and you see it in Philadelphia every week, that's half the battle.
No doubt about it. Johnny Mac, great stuff tonight, brother. Appreciate you checking in. Some big losses for the Birds, but I like the way you framed it. Get off the bridge. It's day one. No need to worry. This is business as usual. Johnny Mac, great stuff, brother. We will talk to you in the morning. We'll dive a little bit deeper on these moves and the NFL moves and how everything is changing on Birds 365 from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Right, and our buddy Chris Franklin's going to be here at 9:20, so awesome. I can say that and get people ready.
Good stuff there. We'll talk to you in the morning, Johnny Mac.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there's John McMullen here joining us for a special edition of Football 24/7 on a day the NFL was – the frenzy is the perfect word for it. That's what the NFL used. It's the perfect word for it because it certainly is a frenzy. I'll kick it around with you guys for another 10 minutes or so. We got a ton of great content coming up on the channel. So if you didn't watch all of our live shows today, we'll have recap from Howard Eskin, who reacts to the Eagles losing some key players and grades the Eagles free agency period. We have Gary Cobb, who gives the breakdown on the defense, the changes, the losses on defense, Howie's offseason so far, and rebuilding the roster for 2025. And then we have my segment as well with Dan Cilio. We kicked it around. We reacted to Milton Sweat. Obviously, the picket trade came after, but we did have the big ones done when I spoke with Cilio. So some great content today if you missed it, and that'll be shared up on the channel all throughout the night tonight. All right, so make sure you guys click. If you enjoy Jacob and you're a supporter of Jacob, even for the suckers and the losers who are listening, and the haters, if you're listening too, if you see a Jacob video, click it, smash that like button, drop your comment down below. Let me know what you think, and I always look forward to reading all your guys' comments. So big thanks to all of you guys. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We appreciate all of you guys for being here. I'll run down the list of the deals on the Eagles, guys, one more time. I want to talk about Mekhi Becton. I want to talk about Dallas Goedert, and I want to talk about how we feel with where our team is post day one of free agency, which included losses of Rodgers, Williams, Sweat, probably Slay, and now Pickett. So, you know, we'll talk about that real quick. I do want to ask you guys, well, let me run them down first. All right, here are the changes of the day for those who are checking in now or who didn't have a chance to follow it along all day long. Isaiah Rodgers kicked off the day very early on in the window today, right after like 12:05, 12:10, I want to say it was. He got a two-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings, 2 years, $15 million. $8 million guaranteed. Well done. Well earned by Isaiah Rodgers. Thank you for your contribution to the Birds. Onward. Milton Williams then goes to the Patriots. A four-year deal. $104 million. $63 million guaranteed. Milton Williams, thank you for the great play the last couple of years. Thank you for being a part of the Super Bowl team. Onward. Best of luck to you. Josh Sweat to the Cardinals. 4 years. $76.4 million. $41 million guaranteed. Josh Sweat, thank you for your contributions. Thank you for helping us win a Super Bowl. Onward. Best of luck to you. And then Darius Slay, I think to the Steelers. We don't know yet. Jordan Schultz reported it was. Now there's no deal finalized. We'll see where Slay ends up. Maybe back in Philly. Could be. We'll see what ends up happening. And Kenny Pickett traded to the Browns for a fifth-round pick and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And you heard the way John explained that. That's why I love John, because he can explain those things very easily where people see Pickett trading, like, what did we do this? Well, fifth round pick, oh, who cares? But you see why they did it. It's roster manipulation. It's managing that bottom of the roster well so that you can have a better top of the roster. And look, another 2 years of a rookie player, cheaper contract, under contract longer, and they picked up a fifth round pick for Kenny Pickett. Essentially, they traded back 20 spots last year to get a year of Kenny Pickett. Not bad at all. They went back 20 spots in like the fifth or the sixth round, just to have a year of Kenny Pickett. And then they turned to burn him for a fifth rounder and got cheaper for the next 2 years. This is good roster management at the bottom by Howie Roseman. I know it's not as flashy. I know you don't care about it as much. I know it doesn't get headlines or clicks or retweets, but that's good move. Those moves add up, and that's what makes Howie good at the bottom of the roster. But looking at it, no Mekhi Becton deal. He's the one guy out there that still has yet to get a deal. And I haven't seen any rumblings. I haven't seen, you know, Mekhi's talking to these people. I haven't seen much of that. I really haven't seen much of that. So I don't know what to make of that. Does that mean there's not a lot of interest? Does that mean he's, you know, in negotiating periods with the Eagles or another team? Potentially. Normally the agents are the guys who are fueling the talk amongst the reporters before the deals get done. So if the agents aren't doing that, you know, who knows what's going on with that? But I think the longer Becton sits, I think the better that is for the Philadelphia Eagles, because that number probably comes down a little bit, and we'll see what ends up happening. I would expect him to be signed on Wednesday when that free agency period opens up. So we'll see about that with Mekhi Becton. We'll see what ends up happening with him. I would like him to return, but I'm interested to see what you guys think of Mekhi Becton and whether he will return or not. Let's talk about the guys who left. Isaiah, Milton, Josh, how are we feeling, everybody in the chat? I'll take a couple of comments here before I get out of Dodge. How are you feeling about where the Eagles stand? You know, I put out a tweet and a video earlier today on social media and just said, relax, relax. This isn't a big deal. You know, I saw one dude put out, the Eagles defense is being ripped apart. I'm like, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond, Keely Ring, or Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and your two safety. Like, are we overreacting here? I think so. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this defense is in a good spot. And again, as John put it perfectly, this is business as usual. This is all things that we expected to happen with this defense, with this football team. And I think you're in a fine spot. I think you got Bond back. That was the big one you wanted, and you did it. Now we'll see about Becton. If Becton goes, you know, I wouldn't like to see that. If Goddard goes, then I'm really going to be like, all right, now I feel like we have a lot of spots to rebuild for next season. That's why I want Goddard back, because I feel like you can make up Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Isaiah Rodgers. Like, you have some young guys in the room. There's probably some additions. You're probably going to use a couple top draft picks on replacing those guys. But if you add now tight end to that mix, if you add a guard to that mix, like, now I'm like, all right, now you got a lot of spots to fill with few assets. What are you going to do here? Are you going to trade for somebody? That's when you start to look at some of those things. So I think the Eagles are in a good spot right now. I would like to see Dallas Goedert return. I've said repeatedly, I would like to see an extension for Dallas Goedert. I think that's the best move. Kick the can down the road on the cap. Lower your cap hit now. Keep some stability there before you got to pay guys like Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, did you guys see the deals today? Jalen Carter is going to get $40 million. I mean, Quinyon and Cooper, they're going to clean up. Now, they got to play well for the next couple of years. I know it's early on them, but J.C. Horn, $100 million. $70 million guaranteed. I mean, I like J.C. Horn. I did not think he was that good of a player for them. Now, you know, you got to prevail right now, but I thought that was pretty crazy to look at some of those deals and some of the ones that came down. You saw them. But, you know, the NFL is crazy, man. You know, the one thing that's interesting about a day like today, and I think Eagle fans are, you know, none of us are used to this, because let's be real, we've only won two Super Bowls, and the second one was this year. So there's only been one other offseason before this offseason where we've been able to look at it through a championship scope. And this is life as a championship team. All right. You don't go out in free agency and spend humongous money on day one. You just don't. That's not what great teams who compete for championships year in and year out typically do. There's moments where you will, I'm sure, but you're not typically doing that. So that's the Eagles right now. I mean, a couple other guys got out of the room. The guys that they wanted to bring back, they signed them before free agency even kicked off this week, and that was Zach Bond. So they handled the business, I thought. And again, this is life as a championship football team. Some guys are going to lose or leave. Some guys are going to get paid enormous money. Some guys are going to get way overpaid, and that's what happens. That's how it works, and there's always going to be roster turnover, which is why those picks are so valuable, which is why drafting properly is so valuable. And Howie's done a really good job at it recently. So he has to continue to do that for this team to continue to compete. All right. For this team to continue to compete. I'll take a couple of comments now. See you guys are talking to each other. I know you guys love to do that, which is all good. Vincent says, can't pay everybody. I'm with you. Pat Ryan says that Horn contract is an overpay. I'm with you, Pat. Don't see it. I mean, 4 years, $25 million a year, $100 million, $70 million of it guaranteed. It's big, man. It's big money for him. Yale says, retain Goddard. I agree. Yale, appreciate it, man. I agree. No doubt. Niall checks in. What's up, Niall? Expected to lose these guys. Howie is allocating premium contracts to positions that he normally has not. He's going to have to take it from other positions. Niall, you're agree 100%, bro. I mean, and he kind of said that. That's why I love the way John deciphers some of those comments. You know, that was his take on it from jump. You remember when I did a Football 24/7 after Howie spoke, and I said to John, what stuck out to you? And he's like, Howie dropped some tidbits there that I hope you pick up on. And he did. You know, it's not going to look the same. Well, paying linebacker and running back, that's not typical of Howie. It's not typical Eagles, you know. So that's what they did. That's what they went for. That's what they valued this offseason. And, you know, I personally think they were right in their evaluation of those guys. Bird Gang Girl says, I didn't like that we got rid of Sweat and Isaiah. Well, Bird Gang Girl, I like Josh Sweat. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for what he contributed to this team. But – and people might call me crazy for this take, and I don't really care. By no means do I think Josh Sweat is an elite player. I think he's a good player. I think he's a great player I could give him. I think he's a competent contributor on a football team. Obviously, a Super Bowl caliber football team is a contributor on that type of a team. But, you know, there is a level of elite edge rushers in the NFL. Josh Sweat got paid close to one of those elite guys. I don't think he's in that building. So I'm okay to let him walk, because I just don't think he's that. I don't think he's worth that type of a money. I don't. I mean, he's had what, 13, 14 sacks in two seasons? He's a good player. He's not an elite player. He's a good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. He's not an elite player. He's not. Not in my eyes. Curtis says, Sills was right about Rodgers. I am surprised for that money that we didn't bring him back, especially since re-sounding Slay up off the board. Yeah, Curtis, I thought John's thoughts were interesting on that as well. You know, he kind of said, once I saw the money on Isaiah Rodgers, I basically came to the conclusion that the Philadelphia Eagles didn't want him, you know, and that's where he went from there. So that's what he made of it. I thought it was interesting, but good stuff, everybody. Appreciate you all checking in here tonight on this edition of Football 24/7. A great reaction, a great breakdown of everything that happened today. We had John for the first 35 minutes of the show tonight, and appreciate all you guys listening. Please, if you're listening, don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show, comment, do whatever you guys do. I love interacting with the community. It's one of the favorite my favorite parts about what I do. And when you guys help us grow, it means the world to me. So thank you all for doing that. Hit that like button. Drop your comments down below. Subscribe to the channel. Follow on Twitter, wherever you're watching. We appreciate it. All right, hit that like button. See you next time, everybody. Appreciate it.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.